Beloved, amazing, where did she find the words? My dear friend William, you'll recall I wrote to you of my last jaunt on the Western Circuit, among the many towns and girls. There has turned out to be one odd duck. A little red-haired maid named Anna. Anna. A simple country girl, lacking pomp and complication. Quite the very type I favor, far beneath my station. She was just a summer fancy. I thought I'd have a whirl if my schedule could work it. On the odd occasion when I'm on the Western Circuit, a kind of impromptu dance called a summer fancy. Then this letter arrives and dispels all my preconceived notions. I'm feeling happy and hopeful and just a bit scared. With all my careless affairs, I have never much cared before. As I've always done with the others, I gave the girl only two-thirds of my name, Charles Bradford, leaving off the family name of Ray. This practice has always made me feel safer. Oddly enough, this time I feel guilty. I get letters galore and from women who call themselves ladies. But they all play out their hands in the obvious ways. She knows the play is more potent when one underplays. Good show! Ugh. The moment I'm prepared to dismiss her and forget her, what I thought would be a scribble turns into a letter. Restraint may soon be essential. This conquest may be consequential. I've always known at a glance how to pick out a lass, but this one summer fancy refuses to pass. Nothing I can say or do. This summer fancy may last the whole winter through. Your devoted friend, Charles Bradford Ray. Beloved, amazing, where did she find the world?